Chapter 136. Don't you, dear little Pa? Look here, Pa. Apostrophe Bella put her finger on her own lip, and then on Pa's, and then on her own lip again, and then on her husband's. Now, we are a partnership of three, dear Pennsylvania apostrophe, the appearance of dinner here cut Bella short in one of her disappearances. The more effectually, because it was put on under the auspices of a solemn gentleman in black clothes and a white cravat, who looked much more like a clergyman than the clergyman, and seemed to have mounted a great deal higher in the church. Not to say, scaled the steeple. This dignitary, conferring in secrecy with John Rokesmith on the subject of punch and wines, bent his head, as though stooping to the papistical practice of receiving auricular confession. Likewise, on John's offering a suggestion which didn't meet his views, his face became overcast and reproachful, as enjoining penance. What a dinner! Specimens of all the fishes that swim in the sea, surely had swum their way to it, and if samples of the fishes of divers colors that made a speech in the Arabian Nights, quite a ministerial explanation in respect of cloudiness, and then jumped out of the frying pan, were not to be recognized, it was only because they had all become of one hue by being cooked in batter among the whitebait, and the dishes being seasoned with bliss, an article which they are sometimes out of, at Greenwich were of perfect flavor, and the golden drinks had been bottled in the golden age and hoarding up their sparkles ever since. The best of it was, that Bella and John and the cherub had made a covenant, that they would not reveal to mortalize any appearance, whatever of being a wedding party. Now, the supervising dignitary, the Archbishop of Greenwich, knew this as well as if he had performed the nuptial ceremony. And the loftiness with which His Grace entered into their confidence without being invited, and insisted on a show of keeping the waiters out of it, was the crowning glory of the entertainment. There was an innocent young waiter of a slender form, and with weakish legs, as yet unversed in the wiles of waiterhood, and but too evidently of a romantic temperament, and deeply, it were not too much to add hopelessly, in love with some young female not aware of his merit. This guileless youth, descrying the position of affairs, which even his innocence could not mistake, limited his waiting to languishing admiringly against the sideboard, when Bella didn't want anything, and swooping at her when she did. Him, His Grace the Archbishop perpetually obstructed, cutting him out with his elbow in the moment of success, dispatching him in degrading quest of melted butter, and, when by any chance he got hold of any dish worth having, bereaving him of it, and ordering him to stand back. "Pray excuse him, madam," apostrophe said the Archbishop in a low stately voice. "He is a very young man on liking, and we don't like him." Apostrophe, this induced John Rokesmith, to observe by way of making the thing more natural, "Bella, my love, this is so much more successful than any of our past anniversaries, that I think we must keep our future anniversaries here." Apostrophe, whereunto Bella replied, with probably the least successful attempt at looking matronly that ever was seen, "Indeed, I think so, John, dear." Apostrophe, here the Archbishop of Greenwich coughed a stately cough, to attract the attention of three of his ministers present, and staring at them, seemed to say, "I call upon you by your fealty to believe this." Apostrophe, apostrophe, with his own hands he afterwards put on the dessert, as remarking to the three guests, "The period is now arrived at which we can dispense with the assistance of those fellows who are not in our confidence," apostrophe, and would have retired with complete dignity, but for a daring action issuing from the misguided brain of the young man on liking. He finding, by ill fortune, a piece of orange flower somewhere in the lobbies, now approached undetected with the same in a finger glass, and placed it on Bella's right hand. The Archbishop instantly ejected and excommunicated him, but the thing was done. "I trust, madam," apostrophe said His Grace, returning alone, "that you will have the kindness to overlook it, in consideration of its being the act of a very young man who is merely here on liking, and who will never answer. apostrophe. With that, he solemnly bowed and retired, and they all burst into laughter, long and merry. Disguises of no use, apostrophe, said Bella. They all find me out. I think it must be Pa and John Deere, because I look so happy. Apostrophe, apostrophe, her husband feeling it necessary at this point to demand one of those mysterious disappearances on Bella's part, she dutifully obeyed, saying in a softened voice from her place of concealment, "You remember how we talked about the ships that day, Pa?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, "Yes, my dear." Apostrophe, "Isn't it strange, now, to think that there was no John in all the ships, Pa?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, "Not at all, my dear." Apostrophe, "Oh, Pa, not at all?" Apostrophe, "No, my dear. How can we tell what coming people are aboard the ships that may be sailing to us now from the unknown seas?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, Bella remaining invisible and silent, her father remained at his dessert and wine, until he remembered it was time for him to get home to Holloway. "Though I positively cannot tear myself away," apostrophe, he cherubically added, apostrophe, "it would be a sin without drinking to many, many happy returns of this most happy day." Apostrophe, "Here, 10,000 times," apostrophe, cried John. "I fill my glass and my precious wife's," apostrophe, "gentlemen," apostrophe, said the cherub, inaudibly addressing, in his Anglo-Saxon tendency to throw his feelings into the form of a speech, "the boys down below, who were bidding against each other to put their heads in the mud for sixpence. Gentlemen and Bella and John, you will readily suppose that it is not my intention to trouble you with many observations on the present occasion. You will also at once infer the nature, and even the terms of the toast I am about to propose on the present occasion. Gentlemen and Bella and John, the present occasion is an occasion fraught with feelings that I cannot trust myself to express. But gentlemen and Bella and John, for the part I have had in it, for the confidence you have placed in me, and for the affectionate good nature and kindness with which you have determined not to find me in the way, when I am well aware that I cannot be otherwise than in it more or less, I do most heartily thank you. Gentlemen and Bella and John, my love to you, and may we meet, as on the present occasion, on many future occasions. That is to say, gentlemen and Bella and John, on many happy returns of the present happy occasion." Apostrophe, having thus concluded his address, the amiable cherub embraced his daughter, and took his flight to the steamboat which was to convey him to London, and was then lying at the floating pier, doing its best to bump the same to bits. But the happy couple were not going to part with him in that way, and before he had been on board 2 minutes, there they were, looking down at him from the wharf above. "Pa, dear," apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Bella, beckoning him with her parasol to approach the side, and bending gracefully to whisper. "Yes, my darling," apostrophe, "did I beat you much with that horrid little bonnet, Pa?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, "nothing to speak of, my dear." Apostrophe, "did I pinch your legs, Pa?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, "only nicely, my pet." Apostrophe, "you are sure you quite forgive me, Pa? Please, Pa, please, forgive me quite." Apostrophe, apostrophe, half laughing at him, and half crying to him, Bella besought him in the prettiest manner, in a manner so engaging and so playful and so natural, that her cherubic parent made a coaxing face, as if she had never grown up, and said, "What a silly little mouse it is." Apostrophe, apostrophe, "but you do forgive me that, and everything else, don't you, Pa?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, "yes, my dearest." Apostrophe, "and you don't feel solitary or neglected, going away by yourself, do you, Pa?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, "Lord bless you, no, my life." Apostrophe, "goodbye, dearest Pennsylvania, goodbye." Apostrophe, "goodbye, my darling. Take her away, my dear John. Take her home." Apostrophe, so, she leaning on her husband's arm, they turned homeward by a rosy path which the gracious sun struck out for them in its setting. And oh, there are days in this life, worth life and worth death. And oh, what a bright old song it is, that oh, tis love, tis love, tis love that makes the world go round. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.